We lead off today with a report from New Jersey that is troublesome. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 4th day of September. Thanks for being here. Might the wage gap be narrowing? Coronavirus mortgage bailouts, it's still a problem. Low interest rates are going to be around for a long, long time. We've got the jobs report, the Wall Street report, and how skill sets are changing and hunger in America is growing. Plus, for change of pace, let's have some fun already with Jeff Pitts of City View Magazine. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, we are on Twitter. You can follow us there at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, let's get into this, shall we? Bloomberg Business has a troubling report out today about COVID-19 and New Jersey, and it's something we should all pay attention to. The state reported that COVID-19 is spreading again, just as the state opened indoor dining in theaters and readied 1.4 million children for next week's return to public and charter schools. The transmission rate has climbed again, and Governor Murphy is warning residents to take seriously this issue and avoid crowds, parties, and social gatherings during the long Labor Day weekend. Just today, restrictions eased for restaurants, theaters, and indoor performance spaces, businesses that have been closed the longest, with crowd caps and various precautions in place. But still, it's a worrying sign in New Jersey. A new report indicates the wage gap in the U.S. is closing, at least when it comes to the salaries of new hires. Women who were new hires were offered salaries comparable to about 96% of their male counterparts, indicating the lowest difference that it's ever been. That's 4%. That's according to a new report from the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Michigan that looked at salary data for new hires in July of this year. Despite the hopeful trend, the gender wage gap is still a national problem outside of new hires. Consider this. White women, on average, earn 80% of what white men do, while black women earn 66% and Hispanic women earn 58%. That's a pay gap of 42%, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2018 data. Well, according to data from Black Knight, while the number of mortgages in active forbearance plans dropped by 147,000 or 4% over just the past week, there are still, as of this past Tuesday, 3.8 million borrowers who are still delaying their monthly payments, representing a 7.1% of all active mortgages. Of these, three quarters have had their terms extended from the initial three-month program. It is a problem with these folks that cannot afford their mortgages due to COVID-19 that does not seem to have a fix in sight. In published remarks made available today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the low interest rates could be with us for a very long time. Here's what he said today in an NPR interview. Quote, "We think the economy is going to need low interest rates which support economic activity for an extended period of time, which will be measured in years." End quote. He went on to say, quote, "However long it takes, we're going to be there. We're not going to prematurely withdraw the support that we think the economy needs." End quote. The move effectively means that the Fed no longer will hike rates in order to head off inflation that historically had come with lower unemployment rates. Powell called today's jobs report a good one. Non-farm payrolls rose by 1.3 million, and the unemployment rate slid to 8.4%. Still, that is higher than anything since the early days of the financial crisis recovery, but a good deal better than the pandemic peak of 14.7%. And it was that jobs report that took the bite out of the sudden bear market. That report had little effect early in the session, but bulls chipped away at the losses during the afternoon to help the major indices close at a much more modest level of decline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which dropped as much as 2.2%, finished off just 0.6 at 28,133. The NASDAQ Composite, which was lower by 5%, ended down 1.3% to 11,313, and the S&P 500 declined by 0.8 to 34.26. A reminder, the markets and our newscast takes the day off on Monday. Happy Labor Day. Rapid and large-scale changes forced on companies by the pandemic. One company, for example, found its team in Mexico could learn remotely from Italian technicians, reprogramming machinery with no need for travel. Working from home has also meant that employees can communicate and seek help from people beside their desk buddies, helping them to form new links across teams and even hierarchies. And finally, there is this. More Americans are going hungry. According to the New York Times, the economic fallout from the pandemic is affecting a new class of Americans. Despite the outward trappings of success, the nice cars and roomy houses in leafy suburbs, scores of workers have lost their jobs and found themselves unexpectedly having to reach out for help to put food on the table. Up to 54 million Americans could be food insecure by the end of the year. That, according to Feeding America, and that is a 46% increase since the start of the pandemic. All right, enough serious stuff. We're going to have some fun already. Click ahead for Stuff to Do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts from CityView as we riff about a whole host of things going on in the greater Des Moines Metro. You're welcome. It's Friday. You deserve it.